Hello, respective viewers. It's George from Ireland. So thanks for watching the channel once again. And I'm asking, what would the repercussions be if Donald J. Trump were incarcerated prior to the next US presidential election scheduled for the first Tuesday in November in 2024? We've got a bit over a year to go. And almost exactly a year from now, the Republican Party will be nominating its candidate. And there's a high chance it's going to be Donald Trump. I give about a 70% chance Trump will be their presidential candidate. There's obviously some chance that he dies before then. There's some chance that he pulls out of the race, and there's some chance that he loses it. Or if he's jailed, would they still nominate him? And that's really touch and go, about a 50% chance. So remember, his trial is due to begin, well, one of the trials, in May next year, giving it 6 months before the presidential election. And the trial is unlikely to take 6 months. Obviously, he's charged with different things, federal crimes and state crimes, federal crimes in, well, related to Florida and relating to the 6th of January insurrection, and then state crimes in New York to do with fraud, the Stormy Daniels hush money, those payments, lying about what they were for, you know, document fraud. The federal charges in Florida are more related to stealing these highly confidential documents and hiding them as Mar-a-Lago residents, obstructing the Federal Bureau of Investigation's inquiry into this, trying to delete off CCTV footage and whatever, and ordering people, you know, to lie to them, and on and on. So he's facing, if I've got this right, 76 felony charges. 76. Almost the same as his number of years of age. I've never heard of anyone facing that many charges. And these ones are serious, as in they're not misdemeanors. If he's convicted of even one of them, that'd be several years in prison. And it may well be enough time to put him beyond the 2028 election. As in, supposing he's convicted in 2024 of whatever crime, even one crime, that'd be, let's say, it's a five-year sentence. He's not out of jail till after the 2028 presidential election. Now, if he is convicted, a conviction, at least one thing, would very likely come before November 2024 and probably lead to more things. It's quite likely that Georgia will charge him with violation of people's constitutional rights, attempting to prevent their electoral rights being exercised, to take away the right to vote, in effect, from the people of the state of Georgia, and so on. There's a civil rights legislation dating back to just after the Civil War, sort of anti-Ku Klux Klan legislation, when they attempted the deprivation of African Americans' rights to ballot boxes, ballot box access, and so forth. So that's why he's in major legal jeopardy. Why have they waited so long? People say it's the electoral cycle. Not really. You might have done it right before the midterms or something like that, or closer to the election. But if you do calculate, say, well, we won't do it because of queer pitch for the election, in a way, that's an electoral consideration. And you think the Justice Department say, don't care about that. Is there evidence of a crime? Yes, there is. Who does it lead to? It leads to Donald Trump. We follow the evidence. Various other individuals, they seem to have cooperating witnesses. So just mountains of evidence. And most people would plea bargain, as they don't have some of the charges dropped, in order to have, they accept their guilt to get a light sentence of 1 or 2 years, a big fine. Could they be banned from seeking electoral office? I don't know if that's a penalty that could be imposed by federal courts or state courts. I know certain people who are convicted in Florida of certain felonies are stripped of the right to vote, and it might never be restored to them, even after they come out of prison, like forever. Sometimes it is given back to them. So these, and one of the judges that he's up against is a real hanging judge. So it's not looking good for him. It's almost inconceivable that he'll be acquitted of all 76. He might be acquitted of a lot, but if found guilty of even one, that's a big problem. So supposing he's jailed before the election, how do you campaign from in jail? So much relies on rallies. He's not going to be there speaking to the media. How much is he allowed to speak on television in prison? People occasionally are, but not very much, not every day. And he wouldn't have his makeup artist there or his own cameraman and blah, blah, blah. It'd be very, very limited. And it just wouldn't really exercise people. I know some of the Trump base would get even more ferociously lunatic about this, but it put off a lot of independents. Remember, he's got 47% popular vote last time. I know they said it's the Electoral College that counts, not that. But he did win over at least some independents, yeah? The Republican base is maybe 30% of the US population. The Democratic base is probably a bit less than that. There are an awful lot of independents who vote for this party or that party, or quite often don't vote at all, or even with a very minor party like the Greens, the Libertarians, the Reform Party, and so forth. But a poll showed that a quarter of Republican voters wouldn't vote for Trump if he was convicted. And it's highly probable he'd be convicted of at least a few of the charges. But, you know, he's doubling down. He's betting the bank on being acquitted of everything, which might seem to be a very unwise strategy. Were it to change his mind now, to change his plea, then I believe, obviously, get time reduced, but not so much. But, you know, if he's convicted of everything, he's looking at centuries of prison. Obviously, he's not going to be alive much longer. He's a really pudgy life insurance liability. It's a minor miracle that he's still a going concern, maybe not for much longer. He'll be in and out of court dates. That could mess up his electoral campaigning. So it's full of electoral jeopardy. So I think some of the Republican Party elder statesmen recognize this. So if he's convicted, on the face of it, Republicans wouldn't get 47% of the vote, more like 40% of the vote, which would be fatal. Remember, they just won with 46 in 2016 by a fluke, by getting about 100,000 votes in the key in three swing states, winning by wafer thin margins in Michigan and elsewhere. So and 47% last time, they had incumbency on their side. They won't have that. So on the face of it, you can deduct at least one percentage point for incumbency and maybe one for the demographics going against their way. How about the economy? Maybe one for that. If the economy is going all right, the US economy is satisfactory, there is growth, not huge, unemployment is low, inflation is still quite bad, about 6%, predicted to come down by the election to 5%, 4%, which is almost normal. So that's why you think that the Democrats would win quite handily, even though they've got a fairly poor candidate, Joe Biden, who has never been particularly popular, who's got dreadful ratings. I can't think of a president who's had such poor ratings at this stage in the electoral cycle and gone on to be reelected. So yeah, but the Republicans don't be able to seem to be able to beat the Trump the Trump addiction. So, but who else is Trump's best defense? Because Ron DeSantis has proved himself to be uncharismatic. And a few months ago, I thought, well, he may well actually pick up the Republican mantle, but it looks unlikely. I mean, okay, if Trump is jailed, maybe they'll have an outbreak of some common sense to go for Ron DeSantis. I mean, I detest them both, but of the two, I pick Ron DeSantis, who is at least sane and intelligent, and presumably doesn't believe some of the nonsense he spouts. He just realizes it's cephalogically judicious to say this, because he says, well, you've got to throw a bit of red meat to the red states. Vivek Ramaswamy, even his most implacable foe, wouldn't call him unintelligent. Okay, he's a real brains trust chap. So it'd be a big problem for Trump. And then supposing by some long shot he did get elected, can he pardon himself? This is a moot point, presumably it'd be adjudicated in the United States Supreme Court. Now that's got a 5 of 9 or Republican appointees, which doesn't automatically guarantee they'll vote in a way which is congenial to the Republican Party, but makes it a little bit more likely. So he might get what he wants there, but he's got no legal power to pardon himself of state crimes. And the ones in New York are crimes against the state of New York, not against the United States. So he could still be cooling his heels in a New York penitentiary through his second presidential term, if there is one. The Republican Party is a really bad bind. It would be hilarious if it weren't so serious. How would he govern for prison? All right, thank you so much for watching my channel, and thank you for donating to me on PayPal, somebody today. So please keep the PayPal donations going to georgecalan79@gmail.com. Really urgently need those to sustain the channel. Toodaloo, everyone.